listening to Victrola Tonight. I'm your well-preserved host, Helen Crutcher, broadcasting from the second floor of the Woolworth Five and Dime in downtown Nilbog, Utah. That's Nilbog as in needle. Needle! Ouch! Oh, I'm sorry. Get ready for the sweet refrains, oh, that hurts, of my 78 RPM record collection. These are extremely old, like me, and very brittle. Sometimes really scratchy old discs I've owned for many, many decades. They're fresh and new again as I spin them for you, your listening enjoyment. Through the miracle of the interweb, I present to you my own personal choices in the realms of crooners, vocal quartets, big and small bands, blues, hillbillies, and strange novelties, all from the early half of the 20th century. Oh, dear. Oh, my. Victrola Tonight! Okay, our first selection. Oh, I love saying the word selection. I don't know why. Well, it's on the blue Columbia Records label with blue and gold. And it's a tune by the title of Dreamy Melody by the Columbia Dance Orchestra. This is on Columbia Shellac Records. It's a standard dance fare and also augmented with very dreamy xylophone passage. Number A3909, a dreamy melody.
Dreamy melody.
Those little xylophones going doodly-cookie-cookie-cookie-cookie-cookie-cookie just add so much zest and a dreamy... Oh, it's so beautiful. That was from May the 4th of the year 1923 when I was a very young woman. Oh, I wish I could go back to that time. Truly, I do. And now, the On with the Platter Parade of old shellac discs. This one is very chunky and thick. It's very hard for me to hold it aloft so I can read the label to you. It is black and golden. It's also Columbia, number 1691, from the year 1914. Billy Williams, you remember him? He does a wonderful tune called Where Does Daddy Go When He Goes Out? I wonder. And so will you when you hear the wonderful vocal stylings of Billy Williams, a male vocal solo with orchestra. A splendid novelty number.
Where does Daddy go when he goes out? You may as well ask where the fire goes when it goes out. Oh dear, oh dear. Dad was dressed in immaculate style, wore a peculiar kind of smile, said he was going out for a while. His wife said, all right. Their little son, who was standing by, winked his eye, said, oh my, I wonder where Dad's going to tonight. He went up to his mother, who was standing somewhere near, stood on a chair and very softly whispered in her ear, where does Daddy go when he goes out? He goes out, he goes out. Does he call at the music hall or go to see the picture show? Where does Daddy go when he goes out? Nobody cares or knows. So mother beware, mother take care. It must be nice where Daddy goes. Many brave wives are asleep in their beds, so take care. Ma said, what an inquisitive child. If Daddy heard you, he'd get wild. You know his temper's not too mild when he is upset. Their little son said, it's all right, Ma. There you are. I heard Pa say, I'll meet my fairy fine or wet. After Dad went out, I very soon had several looks. But I saw none of Daddy's fairies in my picture book. Oh, where does Daddy go when he goes out? He goes out. Three blind mice. Does he call at the music hall or go to see the picture show? Where does Daddy go when he goes out? Nobody cares or knows. Mother beware, mother take care. It must be nice where Daddy goes. Many brave wives are asleep in their bed, so beware. I'm going downstairs, so beware. Oh my goodness me, what a voice. Where does Daddy go when he goes out?
Oh, what a charmingly silly record. I love Billy Williams. He was a staff singer on the Columbia Records label back in that time, and he would be singing on just about every other release they did. And I'd like to find where his grave is and put a few flowers on them and contemplate the wonders of his witty singing style. Oh, I just lost my train of thought. You know why? Because I'm just noticing on this red, golden white label, but it's primarily red on the Grey Gull Records label, someone has scrawled his name, Billy, on both sides. Well, anyway, we're going to play Billy's record. It's Grey Gull number 1477 by the Mosello's Dance Orchestra. And we're going to play, let's see, one side has the Sweetheart of Sigma Chi, and that's a wonderful tune. But I really kind of prefer this one on the other side called Sporting. It's a very sporting tune, and I think you'll enjoy it a lot. It's a foxtrot with vocal chorus. Enjoy. I get a thrill when I put the needle into the grooves of this fine piece of shellac. Grey Gull Records! please excuse all the kerfuffle I just did on that, but... Oh, I see. Oh, yes. The owner of Grey Gull Records created the following advertising phrase. That his Grey Gull records were better than 75-cent records. Much better. It's a hot jazz number. Off the Grey Gull label out of Boston, Massachusetts. I just love saying Grey Gull. It's such a jaunty melody, and each of the musicians takes a turn in the spotlight, with the cornet player stealing the show with his little toot 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 toots. Oh, it's a sweet record, and I love to play that. Right here on Victoria Tonight. Starring yours truly, the hostess, with the mostess in shellac recordings. Okay, and now, a word from one of our wonderful sponsors. Victrola Tonight is brought to you by Timeless Protection. It's the 50th anniversary. Belmont caskets. You know, there are notable people who have been buried in Belmont lead-coated steel caskets. Why, President Wilson, Woodrow Wilson, was buried in one. He's still there. Wayne B. Wheeler, head of the Anti-Saloon League, is deservedly sealed in his own lead-coated steel casket. And Vice President Thomas Marshall, Calvin Coolidge Jr., and other such notables. Now, what goes into the making of a Belmont? Why, 52 bags of Portland cement, 5,200 pounds, a test frequently made to show the strength of a Belmont lead-coated steel casket, the better to keep the corpuli inside. What is Belmont lead-coated steel? Certain basic metals have great durability and are practically indestructible. For instance, the gold on a watch case and the lead on a Belmont. Practically the same method is used in making for material for some of the caskets. Get yourself, purchase, won't you, a lead-coated, personally lead-coated steel Belmont casket for your carcass. Ah, Victrola tonight. Your host, Helen Crutcher, is getting very tired because I'm old. But that doesn't prevent me from presenting for you the wonderful shellac records. It's very thick and heavy. Oh, they're so heavy sometimes. Well, next we have this wonderful Brunswick platter, number 2454. And it's the Gene Rodemich's Orchestra. Rodemich, that's what I first announce it. With some love tales. It was recorded on the 6th day. No, it's June the 28th in the year 1923. Rodemich, one of the smoothest pianists and orchestra leaders, had several top 10 hits in the early 1920s with Margie and Wolverine Blues. However, we are going to spin Love Tales, since it wasn't a big hit. But it is on Victrola tonight on the Brunswick record label. Okay, now we're going to play another Columbia recording. Oh, Columbia, they were just everywhere, weren't they? But they have so much wonderful music in their catalog. Catalog number on this one is 1020D, as in Dolly. And now here's Charles Cayley. That is K-A-L-E-Y. Is going to sing about My Sunday Girl. It was recorded on March 22nd in the year 1927. A year well represented on this edition of Victrola Tonight. Nice take on this 20 Sanders with some fine vocal gymnastics. Oh, are you ready for those vocal gymnastics? I love saying that. Courtesy of Charles Cayley. A nice slice of shellac.
Haven't seen my baby, you have yet to see some baby. I'm not brave and I'm just putting it mild. 6 days every week I labor, but on Sunday, listen neighbor, folks all turn about when we're stepping out. Did I get myself a prize? Get those eyes, get their size. I love my Sunday girl. Introduce her to my pa, to my ma, so there you are. They love my Sunday girl. When we're walking arm in arm down the avenue, the traffic stops to let us through. There's a church we're going in just to hear low and grim. That's how much I love my Sunday girl.
Everybody out there in the interweb land, you're listening to the wonderful show entitled Victrola Tonight, and I have another swell record I think you should hear. It's on the Paramount Records label, a very unique records label with a unique history, and you can find out all about it on the interweb. And this one is from the year, 1923. Oh, it says even 25 de Mayo. Oh, it's in Espanol. I know a little bit of Espanol. But we're going to play a tune called The Prisoner's Song as rendered, I love saying rendered, by Milton Charles. At the Tivoli Theater Pop Organ. I love organ music. Enjoy! La 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 la. don't know if I like this one. It makes me feel like I'm in my casket. In my lead-lined casket, and I don't want to go there just yet. I think we need to move on. That vinyl, I think it's that recycled shellac, and the music was recorded at a very low level. I don't know about the technical thing side of things, but it is obvious it was recorded wrongly. Okay, let's continue with Victorella tonight. We have another Victor recording, and on the label there's the dog looking into the horn of the old Victorella. And this one is matrix number 17891, for those of you who care. It's by Murray and Belmont, with their rendition of Whistle While You Walk. I was going to say work. I thought it was going to be the Whistle While You Work. But it is not. It's called Whistle While You Walk. I'm so glad I caught that. Okay, let's give it a spin. I am not sure exactly of the date, but with the matrix number, we'll figure that out, won't we? Oh, it says 1903, but that could be just the copyright on that record label or something.
Strolling down a quiet lane with your sweetheart on your arm, what's the harm? What is the harm? Whether in a city park or down upon a farm, it's all the same. There is no harm. You stray beneath a shady tree and tell her words of love, while birds sing to you merrily in the branches up above. You ask her very softly if she'll have you for a beau. She'll blush perhaps and say, I think it's time to go. Just for a walk, 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 and a talk, talk, talk. There's a little hand to squeeze, there's a little girl to tease. As along you walk, you hear a bird's sweet song. As you pass along, and this love song you can whistle as you walk, walk, walk. Just for a walk, 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 and a talk, talk, talk. There's a little hand to squeeze, there's a little girl to tease. As along you walk, you hear a bird's sweet song. As you pass along, and this love song you can whistle as you walk, walk, walk.
Oh, what a sweet little record. And the little birdies going chip, chip, tweet, tweet, tweedly, deedly, dum. I just enjoy things like that, don't you? Okay, and on we go. On sailed the balloon to another record for your listening enjoyment. Oh, I don't want to play that one. I can tell that's going to be a total bummer. How about I Want a Daddy by It's a Foxtrot, done by the Palace Trio on the Brunswick Records label. I love bowling alleys as well. Don't you like to go bowling? Oh, the Brunswick signs everywhere. Oh, did the record company also own bowling balls and pins? And I Want a Daddy by the Palace Trio. Brunswick number 227. Enjoy immensely.
Mm-hmm.
Time getting that record on the turntable, on the spindle, and off because the hole in the middle is a little bit smaller than normal. And oh my, I was trying to catch the matrix number again so I could do research on the date, but it was spinning so fast around and around and around, and I got a little dizzy, you know. I'm still dizzy. That was I Want to Daddy, Palace Trio, and it was from the year 1919. So many years ago. Oh, what memories. And now I want to play a special treat, yeah, for me, but also for you, because one of my favorite vocalists was, of course, the great Bing Crosby. And this is on the Columbia Masterworks edition. It was put out in around 1940 or so. And this is reissues of some of his older material. And this one is taken from his Brunswick shellac attack. And it's called How Deep Is the Ocean from the year 1933. Oh my, the Depression. But what wonderful tunes. Enjoy!
How can I tell you what is in my heart? How can I measure each and every part? How can I tell you how much I love you? How can I measure just how much I do? How much do I love you? I'll tell you no lie. How deep is the ocean? How high is the sky? How many times a day do I think of you? How many roses are sprinkled with dew? How far would I travel to be where you are? How far is the journey from here to a star? And if I ever lost you, how much would I cry? How deep is the ocean? How high is the sky? How many times a day do I think of you? And how many roses are sprinkled with dew? How far would I travel just to be where you are? How far is the journey from here to a star? And if I ever lost you, how much would I cry? How deep is the ocean? How high is the sky?
Okay, my name is Helen Crutcher. Time keeps moving on. Let's enjoy another record. This one is in pretty good condition. It's on the Cameo Records label, a very unusual label that I saved for this edition of Victrola Tonight. And there's a lovely lady in the Cameo thingy there. It's number 387, and it says Yodel Song. Oh, do we really want to hear a yodel song? Well, let's hear one. It's the Emmett's Cuckoo Clock. No, Emmett's Cuckoo Song, as rendered by Herman Bowers and written by 1J. Emmett in parentheses. Okay, from the year. Oh, there's a date on the bottom. It says registered in U.S. Patent Office 1922. Copyright in the year 1922. Let's enjoy this wonderful record.
Oh, sadly, the cuckoo is calling now. I hear him far up in the ruins so gray. And softly, the moonbeams are falling now. O'er slumbering blossoms of May.
Now on for our next selection on the wonderful Victor Records label. Yet another common record label. But oh, they also put out so many wonderful sides. I like saying sides. When people talk about 78s in particular, they always say sides. Oh, I found a wonderful selection of 78 sides at the local thrift market. But you don't find such good deals anymore, do you? Okay, on with the show. Now, it's Wayne King and his orchestra with a wonderful, superbly rendered version of "You Are My Sunshine, My Only Sunshine. You make me happy when skies are gray." This one was recorded in Chicago on a lovely, wonderful September 4th in the year 1940. I'm sure Wayne King and his orchestra had to be very careful not to attract the attention of the local gangsters, if you know what I mean. This is a smooth, haunting melody on this wonderful selection. The creamiest of buttery vocals, it melts Helen's heart. Now, that one there is probably the most recent of all the recordings that we've ever played on the wonderful Milbog Victrola Tonight. Yes, from 1940. As I said, probably one of the most recent recordings that we've ever played. And it's so lovely, the way the trio there sings, and the one in front sounds almost like one of the Mills brothers. Could be. Could very well be. Okay, and now we move on to Victor Records number 25702, which would predate the previous recording by maybe 5 years. In fact, it is from the year 1937, October the 27th. Okay, it's Guy Lombardo and his Royal Canadians, the wonderful Happy New Year Band. And they are going to sing and present for us a musical collage of the 10 Pretty Girls. Here goes, the ever-present danger of a gaggle of pretty girls in your midst, courtesy of Guy Lombardo. Play another Victor record. Seems we're on a roll with Victor, so we're gonna keep on doing it. It's on the Victor Batwing Records label. I love the Victor Batwings record label. I do. Ah, Dapper Dan. It's a foxtrot by the Club Royal Orchestra. That's back when the country club set were kind of setting the scene with a lot of the music at the time. It was kind of a thing for people that had a lot of money and could play a good game of golf. It is from the November, the wonderful November day of the 2nd. In the year 1921. Oh, I wish I could go back, when I was a wonderful, beautiful, desirous woman. wonderful, wonderful jaunty tune. We love playing those jaunty tunes on the wonderful Victrola tonight. And now we go on to Columbia Recording. It's on that dark blue label with the gold trim and all that stuff. It's The Roses of Picardy. And it's by Paul Specht and his orchestra. Matrix number 3870, for those who care. And I hope you care about this wonderful program. Please, please do patronize our sponsor. Oh, yes, Belmont Caskets. A casky for your... Oh, crap, I was going to try to rhyme it with something. To close the show, finally, with a wonderful Victor recording on Victorola tonight. Yes, a Victor recording. Oh, it's on the wonderful Scroll Records label by Horace Hype and his orchestra, later to be known as Horace Hype and his Musical Nights, with vocal refrain as rendered by somebody who will remain nameless. It's called I'm Crazy for You. Oh, that's a foxtrot. All right, let's trot out that fox and start foxtrotting. Thank you.
'cause I'm crazy for you. While you're gone, I'll be nice, not because I'm so nice, but because I'm crazy for you. Oh, won't believe it's someone new. Da 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 da. Oh, please don't do a thing that I wouldn't do. Oh, baby, while you're gone, I'll behave, not because you behave, but because I'm crazy for you.
What a wonderful record. I am so glad to have been able to present these old records for your listening enjoyment. And I don't know how much longer I'll be doing this, but I hope we can put out a few more episodes for your listening enjoyment to come. And it's time to say good night and always remember to wear your galoshes when it's raining. Galoshes, 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 galoshes.